In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we've woken up to some very sad news. News of people dying, news of people injured, news of families losing loved ones, news of attacks. All of these things fill us with sorrow, fill us with a destabilizing feeling that we are no longer in control. Today's Gospel speaks to us about our Lord leaving us, and he says to his disciples, I'm going to leave you, and you will feel sorrow, that when he returns, that sorrow will be turned to joy, and no one will take it away from them. Our focus in this life is not on the joy that this world brings, although that is very good. We have many things we should rejoice in. Families, friends, our careers, our social groups, everyone we deal with, everything God gives us to enjoy, because he did give us dominion over this world. But that cannot be the centerpiece of our joy. It cannot be the foundation, because all of those things can change. All of those things are controllable within the setting of this world. The only thing that cannot change is the presence of God very deep within us. He's not only wanting to be a source of the image and likeness he gives us. He doesn't just want to overshadow us. He doesn't just want to guide us. But he's actually within us. He's inside us. He travels with us. As Orthodox Christians, we realize that sacramentally we receive the Holy Spirit in baptism. We receive Christ in the Eucharist. We receive fellowship in the church, the oneness of the body. And he is there well and truly within us. And as long as we can focus on that, that cannot be taken away from us. If we look back centuries ago, and even more recently, we see people approaching their martyrdom with joy, approaching their martyrdom with a sense of even thanksgiving and victory. Why would that be? They're about to lose everything, even their lives. Well, that didn't matter. Because even if their lives were going to be lost, the most important thing that was still going to be there is Christ in those lives. They were looking towards a life that is to come. When we hear of these horrible happenings around us, these painful occurrences, when we hear of this barbarism, we hear of this dehumanization, when we read and hear about all of that, what comes to mind is that the world must be greater than all of that. The world must be more essential in its components than all of that. You see, in being the image and likeness of God, we are called to engage with this world. In seeing these situations, we can feel that we have one of several possibilities. The one is to feel angry and aggressive and resentful. But all that does is it tarnishes our hearts and weakens us as individuals. The pain and the anger overcomes us and controls us. We feel sometimes like we need to retreat and get away from it all, and because we feel vulnerable, escape. But that in itself is also not what we're called to do. We are called to be people in this world, not of this world and of the evil of this world, but we are called to be in this world, living in this world. We are called to be light in the midst of darkness. It doesn't mean that darkness does not exist. It means that our presence breaks that darkness. It is very challenging. It's become almost a weekly and sometimes a daily occurrence. Just in this past month, we have had Paris, we've had Beirut, we've had Baghdad, we've had Egypt. We've had people dying in so many places. We've had attacks. Syria and its warfare. The Palestinian territories and everything that's happening there. But that is only visible because there is light and there is hope. The presence of evil is a challenge to the goodness of God in the world. Even in our own lives, the fact that we are able to go against God's will and be able to sin, that sin in itself, as an expression of our freedom, but also an expression of the fact that there is goodness because we go against it. So no matter how great the darkness is that we see around us, the light of Christ is infinitely more powerful. We represent that light. We should never let the darkness into our hearts. We can see it. We are, of course, affected by it. We empathize. Our heart bleeds. But it cannot make us change the way we think. We should never let hatred enter our hearts. Resentment. We should never let the ungraciousness enter into our hearts that disallows us the acceptance of others. What should we do? First and foremost, pray. Pray for those who have lost their lives. Pray for their families and their communities. Pray for those who are injured. Pray for those who are traumatized. Pray for those whose lives will never be the same again. And yes, even pray for the perpetrators of these crimes. We have no control over what people do. We cannot change people. All we can do is pray that God changes them and that they are responsive to that change. Today we read the epistle of St. Paul. St. Paul himself was a persecutor of Christians. He was a persecutor of those of the way. But he was transformed. He changed, and he changed the world with him through the message that he brought. We don't know that there are not more St. Pauls out there. We don't know that people will not change from the evil that they live to a goodness. We don't know that people will not become repentant. So we pray for them. And we pray with sincerity and we pray with confidence. Finally, we need to realize that this world is but a transitional stage in our lives. Our Lord says to us, we will have tribulation in this world, but that he overcomes the tribulation, first and foremost by being here with us, but also because this world itself will come to an end. And that tribulation, whatever it is, will come to an end. The most difficult situation, the most difficult challenges, the most difficult pains in our lives may seem to be everlasting, but they will come to an end. Today we pray for all those who have suffered so greatly. Our hearts are with them, our prayers are with them, and we want them to be able to know that they are supported, they are loved, they are thought of, they are not forgotten, but they are part of us and we are part of them. Today's violence was indiscriminate. It killed many people. Creeds, ages, genders. But it just killed people who are the image and likeness of God. So we pray for them, we pray for their families, their communities, we pray for our world that lives in this brokenness. And we pray that through our own witness, we are able to give hope and to give light, to give an alternative, not to resent or to hate, but to break that darkness with the light, to break the atrocity with hope, and to even break death with the promise of life given to us. And glory be to God forever. Amen.